Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, let's start from the middle of Testament days where we're at. Try to get down to the bottom. To Titus, see if we can go back to tomorrow. Okay, let's start from Amar Reviewed Amar Shmuel. Okay, let's see the Gemara here. Pinchas, go ahead, read the Gemara. Let's go. Amar Reviewed Amar Shmuel. So Yunem and Lapsik Subasa. So we discussed yesterday in Rashi, we had three Shitas, Rashi, Taisis, and Ra. Is Rav Yudah Marav arguing on Rabbalazar? Rabbalazar said in Amar Aleph, you only Nem and Laosra love, Rav Yudah Shmuel said Nem and Lapsik Subasa. Taisis argues, Zuck Taisis, go ahead. Nem and Lapsik Subasa. Guys, let's look inside, okay? Let's make sure you get all the Taisis. Go ahead.
The Shmuel, Moda, Shabir, the Neman, the Osir Alam.
So he says there's no machloka. Shmuel, even though he mentioned Lapsik Subasa, he also is Neman, the Osir Alam. Why? Go ahead. So why does he mention Lapsik Subasa? Go ahead. Lapsik Suba.
Lapsik Suba, historically.
In other words, by Isser, you could say the guy is a what a baki. But Lagabi Mominus will say what? Go ahead. Dinema. I would say he's a liar. Doesn't want to show out cash. I would say maybe he's Nema Lasser because he's a baki vis a vis Isser. But to make her lose money, that we're not going to say. So maybe Shmuel only says your belief to what? You're believed to only make her usher, not to make her lose the ksuba. Kav Shmuel says, no, I also hold you're believed to make her lose the ksuba. Go ahead, go the other way. Oh, Rabbi Lazar also says you're believed to lose the ksuba. But what did he mention in the Gemara Amar Aleph? He mentioned what? Lo Osra Lav. Why? Go ahead. Le Rabusa, to a Chiddush. Go ahead, the call she came. So what does Tosa say? That according, unlike Rashi that says Poshup Shad, we discussed it, the Shita Megubetzis wanted to say even according to Rashi, maybe it's not a Machlegis, but the Poshup Shad, it's a Machlegis on Maroyim. We said there's no doubt. Poshup Shad, the Machlegis, whether you're believed to make the lose the Ksuba, Blazer says only Isser, not to make her move the Ksuba. Rabbi Rishwul says you're believed to make her Usser and to make her lose the Ksuba. That's the Poshup Shad and Rashi. Even though we said maybe talking about Bachar and Nasi, Shitim Gubetta said Shad and Rashi, maybe there's no Machlegis. That's what we said at the end of Shir yesterday. But the Pashtus is according to Rashi, there's no Machlegis. Comes Tosh says, no way, there's no Machlegis. Everyone agrees to believe to make her usher. Everyone believes to believe to make her lose the ksuba. Why did Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel focus on ksuba? Because why? Because you might have said he's a bucket, that's why he's believed usher. But ksuba, maybe he's a liar. Kamash Mani's not a liar, we believe him. Why does Rabbi Lazar say isser? As a chiddush. And he says, kol shikain, what you're believed to make her lose the ksuba. Kedemucha kasugilel. What does that mean, kedemucha sugilel? So we don't skim it. What does it mean? What do you mean, kedemucha sugilel? Tosu said earlier in Dibur Maskei Lameisav, the Tosu spent a lot of time on Sunday. What did he say in the beginning of the Tosus? What did he say in the beginning of the Tosus? He believed to what? To make her lose the Ksuba, but he's not believed to make her usher. That's what he means. Why is he believed to make her lose the Ksuba? Because he has a what in his pocket? He has a cheskis mamon. That's what Tosus means when he says that, okay? So that's a double push that you're able to lose the Ksuba, according to Rabbi Rav Shmuel's opinion. The Chiddush is also believed to make her what? To make her Usher as well, because of Shavya Nafshe. But that's in his Kedemucha Sugilel, like the way he was Masberit. Okay, you see the Mesoris Ashas, I don't know if you guys have it, he says, Ayin Leal Dimaskin Lemesiv. You got to figure out what he means. You can't just, you know, skim it, like I said, flipper it over, you know what I mean? What he means is the beginning of the Taisus, he was Masberit, that Taki's Neman what to make her lose the Ksuba, because of the what? Because he has a cheskes mamon in his pockets. That's a double portion. The chiddush kor blows, you can make her usher. Okay, go ahead. Finish it up. Umiyu. Excellent. Yerushalmi supports Rashi. That according to Rabbi Lazar, you only believe to make her usher, not to believe to make her lose the ksuba. So Tosus points out that he's against the Yerushalmi. Okay, good. Excellent. Vayter now in the Gemara, guys. Let's see. Go ahead. What's the chiddush? Go ahead. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah with Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. Let's go. Someone's eating by his father-in-law in Yehuda. He's hanging out with the Kalan Yehuda. Yehuda, they have that minig. Remember, we learned why. Why'd they have that minig? Kadesh Alibo Gaspa. We had two shittas in the Shittim Gubetz. Did they have Bia or did they have Yichud? If they had Bia, why? Because the Hegmon wouldn't touch her if she was a Ba'ula, right? That's why they had Bia. Well, what was the other reason? Why would they do that? Remember we said the history was? Because Yehuda, according to Yerushalmi, is the one who killed Esav. So in the province of Yehuda, the anti-Semitism was terrible. So the Hegmon always be bald of Basulas. So if he made her a Ba'ula, he wouldn't touch her. According to the Shittah, they only had Yichud. What was the purpose? That in the event the Hegmon would be bald, it would be bonus because she loved her chassan already. So she would never do it for Ratzel. So those are the two Shittas. Go ahead. But it says, Shalom Be'edim, go ahead. Oh, Mimnei. Because why she's Miachnim of Yehuda. Go ahead. What's the blatant duke? Who the low what?
Who the low
Matitoyin? Oh, he's not able to make the claim, but in Yehuda he can make the claim. In Gaul he can make the claim. Yeah. Go ahead, Ulamai. In Gaul means everywhere in the world, the Ritva sites. Get that down. Gaul is representative everywhere in the world. So you see that there's a riot. Go ahead, Ulamai. What are we talking about? If it's talking about Yehuda, the Milo, what do you mean a Milo? There's a din of what? Shavi Nafshe. Why would he not be believed in Yehuda? It's ridiculous, no? Shavi Nafshe always works, no matter where you are on the planet Earth. It shouldn't make a difference. Correct? Ella what? Ella Lav, it must be. Must be to make her lose the Ksuba. U what? And what's the Taina that he's making? Oh, there it is. We're assuming we're making a tie to Pesach Pesuach, and therefore, what's the din? Your name to be Mafsid Ksuba. We have a Raya. Okay. Let's point out the Shittim Kubetzis. Why does it say my Kamash Malan in the Gemara here? By Reviewed Omer Shmuel. Notice earlier in the Gemara when Abaye tried to bring a Raya from the Mishnah and Daf Beis to Rabbi Lazar, did it say my Kamash Malan? Why did it not say my Kamash Malan? Why only here when Reviewed Omer Shmuel does the Gemara say my Kamash Malan? Frek the Shittim Kubetzis. Reviewed Omer Shmuel, right? Ezra, it says my Kamash Malan. What is this chiddush? Rav Yosef asks. It's Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. Did it do that by Abaye? When Abaye tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah, did it say what the chiddush is? What's the chiddush? So what's the answer? The answer to that is we already said what the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar was on Amar Aleph. What was the answer? What was the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar? That despite the fact that you're not a what, Kimlei? Despite the fact, well, we had two ways to learn it. Either Kamashman, you are a Baki, or Kamashman, even though you're not a Baki, you are believed. Remember, we had two ways to learn that? There already was a chiddush. So the Gemara is not going to ask, when Abaye tries to bring a raya from the Mishnah to Rabbi Lazar, what's the chiddush? We already said the chiddushes. But Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that you're believed to say, Pesach Mesudah to make a lose the Ksuba, then Yossi, we ask the Kashamai Kamashim. That's already a new topic. And the Pashup shot is, that's a double Pashup. Why shouldn't he be believed? There's a famous halacha of what? We'll see what the chiddush is, Lamaisa. And then the chiddush is, Lamaisa, we're going to see. Makamashim, the Mishnah. So we'll see what the chiddush is going to be. Okay? But that's what prompted the Gemara to say, Makamashim, Lan. It didn't ask it when Abaye tried to bring a raya from Mishnah, because we already had a chiddush. We already said what the chiddush was. Okay. So the Gemara has a beautiful raya. You see that Pesach Pasuach is believed to make a lose the Ksuba. Let's read the Rashi. Go ahead. Let's see the Rashi. Go ahead, Pinchas. My love, Katoin, Pesach Pasuach. My love. Even though there are no Edim, it's not a slam dunk raya, Elowat. We rely on him. If it wasn't for the truth, Lohaya what? So he's already bringing that concept. No guy's going to spend $100,000 and say she's a Pesach Pasuach and waste the money. So he's already saying that's the reason why he's believed. Go ahead. Vimhaya. If he hated her, he would divorce her. He wouldn't spend the money for the suda. Miu. So why is he not believed in Yehuda then? Why only in Gaul? The rest of the world does he believe in say Pesach Pasuach to make a lose the ksuba? Because maybe he was bold or maybe he was shachach. He forgot. Go ahead. Or maybe he did ha'ara. Ha'ara is the beginning of Bia, we know, because he loved her so much. Below what? Lo yada. He doesn't realize that he broke a psulim. So again, we are trying to look for a split between who? Yehuda and Galil. And the Havamina of the Gemara is about Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach. The Havamina is Yehuda is what? Is not believed? Because why? Lamaisa, we are afraid that what? He was baller or he didn't realize he broke a psulim? But in Galil he's believed. That's the writer of Yerushmul. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. Okay, the Havamina of the Gemara is exactly what? Is exactly that. Go ahead, Pinchas, what's the Maskana? Excellent. Gemara says it's wrong. You have no rider of Yerushmul. Shmuel. Absolutely no rye at all. And the only reason why, you're talking about Tainis Domin. Okay? Talking about Tainis Domin. You have no rye at all. It's very possible that maybe what? Maybe Pesach Pasuach, according to the Mishnayos, you would not be believed at all. That's where Yerushmul Shmuel said it on his own. But you have no rye from the Mishnayos. Read the Rashi, please. Lo. Let's get this down, guys. We've got a lot to do. Go ahead. Lo. Li oilum in reality. Something that you can't clarify. You're not believed to make or lose the ksuba. Go ahead. In Yehuda you can't make the claim, but in Gaul you can make the claim of Tainis Damin. Kigon, Ukigon. There are attendants that investigate. They investigate. There's no games going on. People aren't putting in new sheets. Go ahead. What's on Noah Bedavar? Doesn't mean overcharging in Dinim Amunis. It means there's no trickery. No one's playing games. Go ahead. And that he didn't see any what? The eBay, he missed the sheet. Lo ra the eBay. And he lost the sheet. You know, Lamaisi was playing games. Go ahead. And it's a Taina Brura. It means lo nasis on no bedavar. There's no trickery in the matter to say that he didn't see it and he got rid of it. He lost it. You know, that's what he would say. Okay, he really saw it, but he would play the games. There's no trickery, and it's a Taina Brura. So let's get this down. Lafita Maskana said Gomara. What's the Maskana said Gomara? We have no raya for Buda Mershmul that Pesach Pasuach Nem Lafsik Subasa, right? Because what's the Mishnah talking about? Not Pesach Pasuach, but the Taina of Domin. And in Yehuda, Halacha Lamaisa, in Yehuda Lamaisa, you have no what? You have no Nemanis, but in Galil you have Nemanis. Okay, so it comes out. According to Rashi, and this is a big machlokes Rashi and Taisus, we have to get it each step of the way. So let's start here. I want to start with the Maskanas of Gemara. In the Maskanas of Gemara, according to Rashi, there are shushbinin, and therefore you're not believed because we assume you might be lying by Pesach Pasuach and Tainis Domin. That's only in a case where there are Edim that saw that there's no blood. Halacha L'maisa. That's the only time he's nem lafsik tubasa. So according to Rashi, the only time you're neman to make or lose the ksuba with a tainis domin in Gaul or anywhere on the planet Earth is when there are Edim that saw that there was no blood. Then the husband is believed. With a lack of Edim, according to Rashi, Ezra, let's get it down. With a lack of Edim, with no Edim at all, according to Rashi, we don't trust him at all. He's not neman at all. He's no nemanis. According to Rashi, you got to have Edim. According to Rashi, you got to have Edim. In Yehuda, even if there are Edim, you're still not Nema, because we're afraid that maybe he was Baaler, right? Because they have Yichud. So therefore, he never has that claim of Tainis Domin. He never has that claim. But in Galil, if there are Edim, he's Takin Nema. So write down your notes, Ezra. From Rashi, it's clear that anywhere on the planet Earth, if there are no Edim, you have no Nemanis. That's what comes out from Rashi. Okay? Comes along Taisus, let's just see the beginning of that Taisus, we're going to come back to it. Go ahead, Pinchas. Let's see the beginning of what? The beginning of this Taisus. The beginning of this Taisus, go ahead, Lo. The Katan, that is Domin.
Lo, the Katan, that is Domin. Davi, Tane, Brura, with the Ed, Sadinan, Meluchlachim, Baldom.
This is a clear claim, because the sheets are not dirtied with blood. Right? Vinire.
The Ha'ayri shehi tamaynes shehu ba aleya be'ilusin. Omeres besula ha'yisi.
Period. So what does he say? That the whole sugya, that the tainus pesa basura, tainus dumb, whichever one you want to want, she is making, I want you to get it down, she is responding. What is her response? She's responding either he was bowling me in Arison or I'm a Bsula. And my Pesach was Na'ul. Okay? So what do you see from the Tysus? Tysus is saying that Tainus Damim is a clear Taina. That was the first line you read. Correct, Pinchas?
Yes.
So I want you to get that. According to Tysus, Shalom, Tysus argues in Rashi. And he claims that Tainus Damim is such a clear claim, your belief, even without Aiden. The whole chash of Tainus Pasuach is because it's not a Baki. But Tainus Damim, there is no chash at all. So it comes out of Lachal Amaisen. Comes out of Lachal Amaisen according to what? According to Machloikis Rashi Taisvis. According to Rashi, he's only Neman by Tainus Damim if there are Aiden in Gaul or anywhere in the world. Whereas when it comes to what? When it comes to Taisvis, Tainus Damim is believed he without Aiden. Because it's such a strong claim.
Is that from the Gemara, though?
That's according to Tysus. Tysus says that it's such a clear claim that Lamaisa, we see Beferish, that you don't need to have Aiden.
The Mishnah said, though.
I'm not sure what you mean, Ezra.
The Mishnah said, okay? That.
The Maskanas Gemara was low. Tain is dumb.
Right.
The Mishnah said in Yehudi not believed,
right.
But in Gaul, the Mishnah never said that there were Aiden. Rashi made that of Kimta. So you have to be in tune with that. So it comes out according to Rashi that if there are no Aidim, he is never believed.
Saint Tainus Damim, according to Tosos, that there were.
Tainus Damim is even where there are no Aidim. It's clear. That's why I want you to pick up on this Machlikis Rashi Taisus. How to learn up the Maskanas of Gemara. Rashi puts in there was an Ukimta, that there are Aidim there. Taisus doesn't say a word about it. As Pinchas said in the first line, it is a clear claim on its own. It's Machlikis Rashi Taisus. Whether you believe it, Tain is dumb. Yes, go ahead.
According to Rashi, why do you need Aiden if he has the chazak of that person that can be Torah after Suda just to lose him?
Tain is dumb doesn't need chazak Einan and Torah after Suda Mafsida. That's only for Pesach Pasuach. If you have Aiden that there was no Dam, it stands on its own. Allah Kalam Aiden. That's why he wins.
Why do you need Aiden?
What'd you say?
If he's going to make the Taina. Any time, why does he need Aidim at all? If he has
because Rechosh is that he's Meshaker. The Chazak is not strong enough. The Chazak, we'll see about Pesach Pasuach Lamaisa, but it might not be the Chazak is strong enough. We'll see. Okay? Might not be that strong. Yeah, go ahead, Gabi.
On Amun Aleph, why doesn't Rashi say there? And the reason why he's not making Tainus Dami is because there's no Aidim. He says there, the reason why he's not making Tainus Dami is because either she's from Darkity or because he lost the sheep.
Right.
Why doesn't he just say there's no Aidim?
Because Tainus Damim is not believed. Tainus Damim is not believed if there are no Aidim.
So why don't we see that then in Amalek?
But maybe this is with reviewed Amar Shmuel, who says the Rebbe Lazar holds like that. But the Maskanas of Gemara says by Tainus Damim, according to Rashi, the only time he's going to believe is with Aidim. You're making a great point. Maybe Rebbe Lazar doesn't have to hold like reviewed Amar Shmuel. This is all within reviewed Amar Shmuel. Okay? Has everyone got that clear? That's the machloikis. You can miss that. This is a machloikis. Rashi Tosis in the Maskani. You got to be in tune with. Why does Rashi make it an ukimta that they're Aidim? Implying if there are no Aidim, you lose out. We'll get to your point, Shimon, about Chazak and Emtarek Luzun. But that's the machloikis between Rashi and Tosis Lafid the Maskanas of Gemara. Okay. Now, Lamaisim, there's another Nakuda that we have to get to, Lamaisim, and that is like this. Okay? When the Gemara of Pinchas, you said, my love, the Katoin Pesach Pasuach, why is he not believed? Why is he not believed in the Katoin Pesach Pasuach in Yehuda? What did Rashi say? Rashi said, because why? Because maybe he was what? He was Baal her, or maybe Bitoch Hibas, he didn't realize he broke her Pesuach. Right? What did Tosus say? Did you know, the Tosus Dibra Maskil, read the Tosis, my love, guys. Go ahead. The next to last Tosis. Go ahead, Pinchas. My love.
My love, the God Tani Tanis Pesach Pasuach. The Yehuda, Avagav, the Yika Chazaka, Loma Hemen, the Perish Bekutras.
He's saying good. Like, he's saying, my love. You have a Havamin Pesach Pasuach, Shimon. What about Chazaka and Emtarach Lulasida? Right? Doesn't he make a claim? So why is he not believed in Yehuda? You know why he's not believed in Yehuda? Because he was Bowler. That's why. That offsets the Chazaka and Emtarach Lulasida. or he didn't realize it. That's what he said. That's what Rashi said, right? You lose, the chazaka's lost by Pesach Pasuch. Inami, go ahead. So Rashi said two svaras. What are the two svaras? Number one, he was bowler. Number two, what? Number one, he was bowler and he forgot. Number two, maybe he already didn't realize the broken psula. What does number three tell us add in? A guy can't stop his yetzer hara. He's definitely going to be bowler. Since the whole point was having yichud, for sure he's going to be bowler. Lo mukim inish anafshe. He can't control his yetzer hara. Go ahead, vafagav. Yavam is tafkuf yiravim beis. Da'ad. The Gemara says, by Yavama, who's waiting for her brother-in-law to have Yibum with her. And she claims, you know what? The first 30 days, she claims, he hasn't had Bia with me. He hasn't done Yibum. We force him to do Yibum. We force him to do Yibum. Because he's delaying. We either force him to do Yibum, or we tell him, you got to do Chalitza. No more games. After 30 days, she claims they didn't have Bia. What's the din? We don't force him to do Chalitza. Because we've assumed already he's had Bia with her. Because he can't stay along with her more than 30 days. But you see, up to 30 days, a guy can't control himself. That's what Tysus is bothered by. Go ahead. Vafagav, the what? The Gabi Yavam Amrinin. Yavam is Kufi Ravim Beis. Go ahead. Right, go ahead. Vafagav again. Vafagav, the
Gabi Yavam Amrinin.
Right. Most times he can't control himself even for an hour. Go ahead. The Isra Chazaka. Why is the guy having Yichud with her? Either to get closer or have Biyu with her in Yehuda. So obviously he's what? He's not going to be in control himself. Therefore the Chazaka and Amtarabasud of Masina Shimon goes up in smoke. It's weakened. And therefore what in Yehuda he's not believed at all. Just to fill out the Svara, you tell me why by Yibum could he control himself? Because it's a sister-in-law, right? He's only doing it L'shem Mitzvah. You know, it could very well be that maybe he's not even attracted to her L'maisa, right? This is a forced situation, Minat Torah, correct? So obviously he could control, at least up till 30 days, the Gemara says he can control himself. But here the whole point is getting married new, custom with a Kala. So obviously there's a distinction. So I want you to get in your notes. Three reasons why, according to the Havamin, again, guys, let's hold cup. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos the Maskanim. If there, Rashi says he's only Naaman in the rest of the earth, if there are Edim, right? Tosfos said in the rest of the earth he's believed. Tainus Dumb is such a clear claim, he's always believed. Tainus Dumb is such a clear claim, he's always believed. You don't need to have Edim. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Next Mahal, second Mahal, is the Havamin. When the Havamin of the Gemara says Pesach Pasuach, when the Havamin in the Gemara says Pesach Pasuach, he's not believed in Yehuda and Gali's belief. Why is he not believed in Yehuda? Chazak Adem Turk was Mavsida Shimon asks. I'll tell you why. Three reasons. Number one, what offsets that? Mistum, he was bowler and he forgot. Number two, he broke her bassoon because of the Chiba. He had a horror he didn't even realize. And number three, Tyson says, guy can't control himself. So that shoots down the Chazakah. But in Galil, where you don't have any of these three Svaras, in Achanami, Chazak Adem Turk Mavsida wins. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. Okay, that's the Machloikis. Now the Ramban, so Rashi and Tosfos are on the same page, Tosfos just adds on a new Svara. Please get this. Whoever with the Ramban and the Rashba right, the Ramban, the Ramaska Hada Amrinin, and the Rashba, and Daf Yud Maskar of Nakhon says no. They say a new Svara, I want you to get down. That new Svara is that since he had Yichud in the mother-in-law's house, he should have claimed Pesach Pasuch immediately. His stomach, he was bowler, and he should have realized she was Pesach Pasuch. He should have made the claim now, right away. You can't make that claim 12 months later. And therefore, the Chazaka in Enetruch Masudu Mafsida goes up in smoke. Because Lamais, if it was the truth, he should have made the claim immediately. And therefore, he's just doing it just to break her down now, as soon to lose her Ksuba. And I want you to get this new din now, okay? Because we don't have time to write it on the board. He says, Chazaka Ein Adam Asui Limso Pesach Pasuach Vishosek. Ein Adam. I'm going to write it down now. We'll find time for it. Ein Adam. Okay, this is from the Rashba and the Rabban. Ein Adam. Ein Adam Asui Limso Pesach Pasuach v'shosek. I mean, the guy's going to start screaming. V'shosek. That's what they want to tie in. Okay? So they say a different svara. They say a different svara, taka halacha l'maisa. Why, in fact, in Yehuda, he's not believed. So it's a machlokas in Rishonim, halacha l'maisa. It's a machlokas in Rishonim, l'maisa. Why, in fact, l'maisa, he is taka not believed outside Yehuda. Let's get it clear. Rashi Tosfos say, because of three reasons, we said, that the chazaka is bad. The Ramban and the Rashba say a different svara. They say he should have made the claim immediately, and they come up with a new chazaka that offsets chazaka. And therefore he should have made the claim right away. Yes, Ezra.
Maybe you can just say he's embarrassed to say anything.
Oh, well said. Excellent. Very good. So Ezra says, Rebbe, what is Rashi and Tosfos? Why didn't they say like the Ramban and the Rashba? Well said. So the Shittim Kubetzis, Tibra Maskil, Vali Nochin, is Miyashiv Rashi and Tosfos, and they say that's not a good svar, because he's embarrassed to say that it was Bol or Beirisim. He's embarrassed to say it. So there's no Raya Lamaisa that he should have said it immediately. It's embarrassed.
Who said that?
That's what the Shittim Kubetzis says, Tibra Maskil, Vali Nochin, is Miyashiv, why Rashi and Tosfos did not like that svar. I want you to get that. You have to say back, though, the Ramban and the Rashba say the bottom line is, okay, he might be embarrassed, but it's an avla. He's married a woman, he claims that what? That was a psula, and it turns out she's a bula. So that's an interesting...
Ramban and Rashba, that's why they had you, but maybe too happy. So then there's no...
It could be also, could be maybe Lishitasa, maybe then that was the purpose of the Yichud, and maybe Rashi said it was just in order to have Yichud itself. It's a good heart, then it could be. But that's a machlaikis lamaisin, we showed him how to get Gabi. You got that? Okay, excellent answer. Very good. Shimon, go ahead.
Tosfos says earlier in Tosfos, my lab, my lab, because times pasuach above, that pasuach will calm down. Also,
what'd you say?
Well,
that was the Havamina by Kuri Daita. That's before reviewed on Mishmul.
But he's not going to like. That's why he doesn't say like that, because he's not going to go and scream if you find pasuach.
No, but Lamaisa, the Gemara slugged that off. That was only a Havamina that was slugged off. That the Kuri Daite, Lamaisa, the Maskana of the Gemara was, it was Tainas Domin. The Gemara got rid of that. It wasn't, that was only a Havamina, right? My love, the Gatorin Pesach Pesuach, were a Choshim Yiskar Gadai, but in the Maskana Skorna wasn't talking about
exactly.
That.
Exactly, so we're not.
I'm just saying you have no Raya. That Tosfos was commenting on a Havamina. The Maskana is Takan Tainas Domin over there. There are two Gemaras here. There's Amar Abaye, Afananam Tanino, that's the first block, one sec. And the second block is Avidam Shmuel. I'm saying in both blocks, Shimon's bringing up a good point. In both blocks, the Havamina was Pesach Pasuch, the Maskana is Tainas Domin. So I'm saying once you make that transition to Tainas Domin, you don't know. The Tainas Domin is talking about the din of what? Ikuri Daite is talking about the halach of what? The halach of Tainas Domin. You don't know what the svar is by Pesach Pasuch. Okay? It's a good point. I'm just saying that was a Havamina. That was slugged up. Both blocks of the Gemara, the Havamina, I want you guys to get this. Both blocks of the Gemara, the Havamina was Tainas Domin, where the Havamina was Pesach Pasuach, the Maskana was Tainas Domin. Right? In fact, we had in the first block in ABC that there were, remember, was Tainas Domin, then Pesach Pasuach, then back to Tainas Domin. Okay, so that's a machloikis.
The Ramban and the Rashba only really makes sense if he actually had Bia with her during the Yichud, right?
That's what Daniel wanted at the time.
Meaning, because if they didn't have Bia, or if you hold like Rashi, he forgot, or he just had Aharon.
No, Daniel's saying a little bit there. Daniel's, according to everyone, Johnny, the chashash is they had Bia. That machlokas, two shittas in the Shittim Kibetz is what was the purpose of Yichud? Was it Bia or was it Yichud? Those are two different shittas. But no, even if you say it was only Yichud they had, we're always chashash that they had Bia. There's a difference. There were always choshes they had Bia. The questions they had, they definitely were together. Did they have Yichud or Bia? Two shittas and the shittas Mekubetzis. No matter what, even if you hold the shitta that it's Yichud, we're choshes that it's Bia. Daniel's just saying it would make sense better, the reason if you assume that they had Takai had Bia, and that was the establishment, then maybe they wouldn't be embarrassed. Daniel's making that hard.
Then you would have something to hold like...
Right, but I'm just saying you don't have to... I'm saying even if the minig was only to have Yichud, the Gemara still works, so they're choshes that maybe they got at hand and didn't just have Yichud, they had Bia. That's always the concern, no matter what shita you hold. Okay, Viter now, a third mahalach now in the Havamina. Please, let's get this, okay? The truth of the matter is that according to what? according to the Hava Mina, my love to Katoin Pesach Basuach, okay? And that first my love, as you pointed out, there's two my loves, right? We did both those tosim. Two my loves. What do we say that the Hava Mina was? The Hava Mina was, and Shimon, you just brought it up very astutely, the Hava Mina was over there was what? Pesach Basuach Tainis Domin, he's going to go nuts. There's no Akruy Dait on that, correct? That was the first block of Gemara. The second block of Gemara, which we did today, also has the same Hava Mina. So the Marsha asks, Tosis earlier said that what? When it came to Pesach Pasuach, like Shimon says, like from Tosis, we're Choshes V'Kruy Dait, calm down. But Libo Nokfo, if he doesn't see blood, he's going to go nuts. Right? That's what the Tosis, the first Tosis, my lap. So says the Marsha, why did Tosis, Maya Farshah Tosis Kansh Lo Shayach Tam said? Right? What did Tosis say here in my love? What did Tosis say? My love, the Katoin Tainis Pesach Pasuach. The second block of Gemara, which we did today, the Havamin is Pesach Pasuach. The Maskon is Tainis Dom. That means in the Havamin is Pesach Pasuach and not Tainis Dom. There's no concept of Kri Daite, though. We're not talking about a Kri Daite. Kri Daite is only in Mishnah Daf Beis, which is the riot for the first block of Gemara. We're in the second block of the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Mershul is not Neman Lahafsik Subasa, right? And what's the riot from Mishnah about Yehuda? There's no concept Kri Daite. There's what pushed the Gemara, Daniel, to say that the Havamina was what? What pushed the Gemara to say that the Havamina was what? Pesach Pasuch and not Tainis Domin. That's what the Marsha is bothered by. Especially in light of the Taisa Shimon you just pointed out, the first Mailav. The first Mailav, it made a lot of sense. Because if the topic was a Kri Daite, Tainis Domin is not an issue of Kri Daite because the guy goes nuts. Pesach Pasuch will calm down. So there's good reason to make such a split and say that the Havamin was Pesach Pasuch and not Tainis Domin. But what's the good reason to say that the Havamin here was Pesach Pasuch and not Tainis Domin? You don't have a Kri Daite here. There's no issue with Kri Daite in Mishnah Yevbeis about Yehuda. It's a bomb kasha. What was the pshat, the Marsha asks? Oh. So Rabbi Kivagin wants to say like this. Please get it. And that's why I gave you the Tosh Yishonim and Osalif. That long Tosh Yishonim and Osalif. We did Beis. Then we got to do Aleph. But first, before the Tosh Yishonim, what's Rabbi Kivager's answer? Rabbi Kivager says like this. He says, a Moiridik answer. He says, the Mishnah, the first block of Gemara. You know what I mean by the first block? Amar Abai, Afanan Amitaninit. The first block was quoting which Mishnah? Mishnah Daf Beis, right? What does it say in the Mishnah Daf Beis? What's the purpose of that Mishnah? That if he has a Tainis Pesulim, he can come to Beis in the next morning. Yes? The Mishnah over there is not the topic over there, the Mishnah, is not to say whether Tainis Pesulim is Neman or not. The topic of the Mishnah is to say she should get married on Wednesday so he can go to Beis the next morning. Therefore, the Mishnah is talking about what? Tainis Domin, Lomaisa. I would have thought that the Mishnah is talking about Tainis Domin as well. There's what pushed the Gemara Yossi to say in the first block that's only Pesach Pesulim and not Tainis Domin. You know what pushed the Gemara? What pushed the Gemara is that what? Is that it's talking about Pesach Pasuach Lamaisa. Because it theoretically could have been what? Could have been talking about Tainis Domin as well. Because the Mishnah was talking about, oh, what's the point of a woman getting married on Wednesday night? She can go to Beis the next morning. So let it be talking about all Tainis. Why did Gemara say, my love, Pesach Pasuach in the Havamina? In the first block. You know why? Because Ikuri Daita is not an issue by what Tainis Domin. It's only an issue by Tainis Pesach Pasuach. That's why. But in our Mishnah, says Rabbi Kivager, our Mishnah, the second block, Yehuda, what's the point of the Mishnah? What is the point of the Mishnah on Daf Yud-Beis? You guys tell me that in the Medina of Yehuda, you cannot make a claim of Besulim because he was Boler. Or maybe he didn't realize he was Boler, yes? That's the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is to say he doesn't have a Tainis Besulim. So therefore, I would think it's talking about all Tainis Besulim. Bein Pesach Pasuach, Bein Tainis Domin. And therefore, the Gemara Lamaisa, Mishum Kach, the Gemara brings a Raya, Le'inin what? Le'inin Pesach Pasuach. The Gemara brings a Raya, Le'inin Pesach Pasuach. Halach Lamaisa. You follow what I'm saying? Meaning that according to Rabbi Kivager, when the Gemara said, Avram, my love, the Katoin Pesach Pasuach, it meant also Tainis Domin. Both! All Tainis. All Tainis. All Tainis. Whereas on the first block of Gemara, the issue is Kri Daita. Kri Daita is only an issue by Pesach Pasuach, but not by Tainis Domin. That's why they told us to say what he said. But here, In the second block of Gemara, even though it mentions only Pesach Pasuach, it also meant everything. Tainis Damim for sure, and also Pesach Pasuach. So when it says my lav, it kind of Pesach Pasuach, it also meant Tainis Damim as well. That's the pshat L'maisha B'Kivegan wants to learn. Okay? That's what he wants to tainim. That's what he wants to tainim, Allah L'maisha. So it's not beferish in the Gemara. But that's why he wants to learn the pshat in the Gemara. Where our Mishnah is talking about, you can't make tainus pesulah. Stomach's talking about all tainus. And therefore the Gemara had a riot for Pesach Pesulah. That's what he wants to tainus. Okay? However, you got me? The function of the Mishnah is you have no tainus pesulah. So I mean, tainus pesulah could be Pesach Pesulah or tainus pesulah. You have neither. Whereas the first block of Gemara is a kuri daita, only Pesach Pesulah fits kuri daita. Not tainus dhamma. Comes along the Taisi Shonim. In Os Aleph, and he says different. The Tosh Yishonim says that the Havamin is, and I want you to get this, is only Pesach Pasuch, like the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Because Tainis Damim, Mistoma in Yehuda, when they have Yichud, if there's blood during Tashma Shemita, she would have told her mother, or her father, or her mother, or her husband, so that he wouldn't be alarmed when they have Nisuin. And therefore the Havamin is that in Tainis Damim in Yehuda, he can make a claim, Shalom Matzah Dam. You can't say, oh, Dam came out, Bebiyasu, Bishasi Yachinimah. Because why? Because she would have what? Ain Lomar, you can't say the Dam's Yatsu Bebiyasu, that the Dam came out, Bebiyah, at the time they had Yichud. Because she would have told the mother. So in other words, the Havim means that Tainis Damim, he could make the claim. He can make the claim, Shalom. But Pesach Pasuach, where she doesn't recognize whether Pesach is Na'ul or not, she wouldn't tell. She wouldn't tell. So Mimele, that's why the Havamin is talking about what? It's talking about Pesach Pasuach. Again, the Havamin of the Gemara is my lav, says the Tosh Yishonim in Os Aleph. My lav, they were talking about Pesach Pasuach, right? Why are we talking about Pesach Pasuach, Davka, and not Tainis Damim? Halacha Lamai, so why is that? So the Havamin is that Tainis Damim, even in Yehuda, he can make the claim. What are we looking for, guys? What are we looking for? In this Mishnah, John, what are we looking for? A split. That you're believed in Galil and not believed in Yehuda. You know what? Tainis Damim, you're believed everywhere. That's why the Gemara can only entertain Pesach Pasuach. Right, Gabi? We're looking for a chiluk in Yehuda and Galil. Yehuda, you're not believed. Galil, you are. Tainis Damim, you're believed everywhere, even in Yehuda. So Lamaisi can make that claim. And he could say that what? Halacha l'maisa, that they were together and he didn't find Dam. He didn't find Dam. But Pesach Pasuach, he can't make that claim because she's not recognizable. She doesn't recognize her Pesach's Na'ul or not. She's not going to say it over. So therefore, that's why the Tosh Yishonim says, I want you to get it down, that the Havamina was what? Was Pesach Pasuach and not Tainis Damim. Because Tainis Damim is believed everywhere. Tainis Damim is believed everywhere. Halacha l'maisa. So that's the pshat why the Tosh Yishonim says that we're talking about what? Pesach Pasuach and not Tainis Damim. Okay? Pesach Pasuach and not Tainis Damim. Rabbi Kivager said the Gemara was really lav dafka. Pesach Pasuach plus Tainis Damim. Okay? But the Tosh Yishonim treats the Gemara literally. You see it there in Os Aleph. That's what he wants to say the pshat is. Okay? Now, according to the Tosh Yishonim, he quotes that the Havamin is Tainis Damim is never Yehuda. Because if there was no Dam B'Shas Erison, he never would have forgotten about it. So he definitely would have made a claim. Since he didn't make a claim, must be he wasn't bowler. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa is believed even in Yehuda. So the Tosh Yishonim gives a different shot. Tainis Damim is believed in Yehuda because if there was no Dam in Erison, he would have definitely yelled about it. The fact he didn't talk about it must be he wasn't even bowler. Pesach Pasuach, it's possible you forgot about that you were bowler. Or you didn't know that you broke Reb Sulam. So again, according to Tosh Yishonim, you find a chiluk between Pesach Pasuach. You're believed where? In Galil, you're not believed in Yehuda. Tainis Damim, you're believed everywhere. So the last two pshatim are Masber the chiluk, why in Yehuda you're not believed. Galil, you are believed for Pesach Pasuach. Tainis Damim, you're believed everywhere. That's why the Havamin was only what? Was only Pesach Pasuach and not Tainis Damim. Rabbi Kivager was really lav dafka. Rabbi Kivager said, really believe l'maisa, Allah l'maisa by both. And the Gemara focused on the Pesach Pasuach. That's what he wants to tain it. Okay, so the three pshatim, what the Havamin of the Gemara is. The last two pshatim is dafka Pesach Pesuch, and not Tainus Dom, because Tainus Dom is believed everywhere. Either because why? Either because Halacha L'maisa, she would have what? She would have told there was Dam B'Shas Tash Shemitah. Halacha L'maisa, the stabber, he was with her L'maisa, and the Havamin is in Yehud, he's able to claim that he didn't find Dam. Because Halacha L'maisa, they were together. Halacha L'maisa, they were together. It was Dam, L'mstabber, he was Yachud with her after he had Yichud with her. And there was Dam B'Tash Tash Shemitah, she would have told L'maisa. She would have told her husband. So therefore, there's a legitimate reason why he's believed even in Yehud. Pesach Pasuach, he's not believed because you don't necessarily know. She's not going to tell. She's not going to tell Lamaisa. So that's why, Halacha Lamaisa, you have what? You have this split between Tainus Dama and Pesach Pasuach. Taisha Shan says that Lamaisa never would have forgotten about it. And therefore, the fact he didn't claim it means he didn't have Bia with her. Okay? So he's believed Halacha Lamaisa by what? By Tainus Dama everywhere, even in Yehud. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa in the Hava meaning. Okay, we got that. You got to ask yourself, why is it in the Havim of Pesach Pesuach and then in the Maskana we changed? So we had. So what do we have up till now, guys? Let's get it. What do we have up till now? What do we have up till now? We had a Machlokas Rashi told us what the Maskana is by Tainus Damim, right? There are no Aiden. Number two is we had what? What was number two? How you learn the Havim of why in Yehuda you talk and not believe by Pesach Pesuach? We had Rashi and Taisha's three reasons against the Ramban and Rashba. We Ramazber why? What the machlokes was, yes? And number three now, we have what was the Havamina, why Dafke Pesach Pasuach, and not what? And not Tainus Damim. The beginning says really was both. The Taisus Yishonim and the Taisus Shatzne, Tainus Damim is believed everywhere. That's why the Havamina was on Pesach Pasuach to make the split between Yehud and Gol. Yehud, you're not believed, Gol, you are believed. Okay? You got a clore? That's the chiluk that we want to suggest. And the Havamina and the Maskana. Okay, excellent. That's the Pshat Lamaisa. Now let's get to what? Let's get to the Taisus, okay? Let's get to the Taisus. Okay, go ahead. Let's go. We got to do those Taisus. Aval and Lo. We haven't done. Okay? Aval and Lo. Guys, look inside now. Taisus Dirmask Aval. Go ahead. Now it gets into the Sugi of Migu. Okay, we have to continue with Purim too as well. Towards the end of the show. Let's go. Go ahead.
Aval Begal Lil Matzitai. Vim Tomar Manole Dilma Bihuda Nevenes Goma Shabala Beirisin Lobagalu Aval Kisheto Enes Besula Haisi Begalio Nami Mehemenes.
So what's Tosus Kashin? What was the Gemara said? Gemara said, Yehudi, you not believe Pesach Pasuach, but in Gaul you are, yes? How do you know? Maybe in Yehudi you are believed to say Pesach Pasuach. Maybe in Yehudi you are believed to say what? You follow me? Maybe in Yehudi she's believed to say she was Baal Berison and not in Galil, right? Maybe she's in Yehudi, she's believed to say she's Baal Berison, that she had been in Erison, Veloba Galil. But when she claims Besula, you see, maybe in Galil she's always believed. Why does the Gemara assume as a double poshut that what? That in Yehuda, Pesach Pasuach is not good, but in Galil it is good. What do you mean? Maybe in Galil it's bad too. Maybe in Galil it's bad too. Maybe all it means here is that she's believed in Yehuda say, Baal Erison, and she wins and he loses. But in Galil, he wins and she doesn't, right? But Ragabi Pesach Pasuach, Daniel, if she makes a claim, Besula Hayisi, maybe she beats out his Pesach Pasuach everywhere in the planet Earth. So the whole riot goes up in smoke. That's Taisus Kasha. Everyone got that Kasha? It's a great Kasha. Why is the Gemara assume that this Mishnah is a riot automatically? Maybe she's never believed anywhere. I mean, say, maybe he's never believed there. She's believed anytime she says Besulani. The only reason why Lamaisa she's believed here in Yehuda is because Baal Ab Erison. In Galil, she's not believed because why would we assume they have Biav during Erison? But if she says Besulani, you see, maybe she's believed everywhere. Pesach Pasuach is not believed. Frakta Kashi on the Gemara. Go ahead. Yesh Lomar. Yesh Lomar,
the
Oh, b'chol inyan is the key phrase there. Bein shel what?
Bein shel veres shebo aleya min ha'irisin. Bein shel veres petach no matzah b'Yehuda. Ne'amenes.
No, matzah. To b'Yehuda ne'amenes.
Matzah. To b'Yehuda ne'amenes.
She wins in Yehuda. B'migu. Migu means she could have had a better claim. Go ahead.
T'yi ba'i amra b'irisin ba'aleya.
Because she has a migu that she could have said what? that she had bia of Erisin and not in Galil because there's no Miku. Why is it no Miku? Because they don't have Yichud during what? During Erisin, correct? So that's why in Yehuda she's believed. Okay, so what's his answer? His answer is not mashma like that. It's mashma that what? He's not able to make any claim of Tanis Basulim. No matter what she says, he loses in Yehuda. But in what? In Galil, what's the din? In Galil, where she doesn't have a migu, he will win with the claim of what? He will win with the claim of Pesach Pasuach. So therefore, the Gemara's Rai is good. When it says Eni Ocholiton, it means everything. Allah Chalamaisa. Even if she says Pesach Nul, which is the opposite of Pesach Pasuach, in Yehuda she's believed, but in Gaul she's not believed because why? She has no migu. Okay? She has no migu. So we've just kept the Raya good. Okay? That's what Taisus gives an answer. It's Mashu, Eni Ocholiton, all types of claims. Not just pigeonhole it to one claim. All types of claims. Again, the opposite of Pesach Pasuach is Pesach Na'ul. She's believed in Yehuda because she has a migu. What's the migu that she could have said? She was had bia during Erisin. You don't have that migu in Galil. The Mela, Pesach Pasuach, is believed. Back to the riot. Okay? Everyone got that, Chlor? Go ahead. Aval.
Aval Kasha de Maisi Vidiyuka the Havile Latwe Marisha de Katani Vesula Amana Mina Erisin.
Chulun Ravi Eishlehen.
Vishlehen Tani Vesula.
Right, so start from the Al-Korach. So what's Tosas Kasha? Why doesn't Gemara bring a Raya from the Mishnah where? The Mishnah was on Yud Beis and Aleph. You could bring a Raya from an earlier Mishnah on Yudim and Beis. Raisha always doesn't mean in the actual body of the Mishnah. It could mean a previous daf. In Yudim and Beis, there's a better Raya. Because what's the din? Remember we looked it up, Daniel? Basul Amonim and Erison, how much does she get? She gets 200, right? She never had Bia before. The guy died or divorced her before they had Bia. She gets 200. And what does it say over there? And it's talking about Yeshlin Tainus Basulin. So what do you see from there? That he's believed to say Pesa Basuach. Why don't you bring a Raya from that Mishnah? So what's his answer? Val Korcha?
Val Korcha, Minin Ksuva, I read the Rasura, the La Osra, Alav, Afilamin Anasuin, Nami, Yeshla, Tainus Basulin, Kelan de Knasa, Mecheskas Basula.
So what's he saying? For sure what is talking about a ksuba. For sure it's talking about a ksuba. Because if it's talking about an isser, then even what? Even in a nisuin, it would be what? He would have a tine of besulin. Because why? Because of shavin nafshim, also because of kensa becheskas besula, the nimsebula, as the Gemara says, maybe she was mezana tachtov. So the Gemara answers over there was kiddushu ball, that he was mekadosh and baller right away. But what do you see from this Tysus? This Tysus leaves this as a kasha, no? He doesn't answer this kasha. He leaves this as a kasha. He doesn't answer this kasha. He's bothered by, why didn't the Gemara quote this Mishnah, the Mishnah that's earlier? That's what Tysus is bothered by, because this Mishnah is definitely talking about what? This Mishnah is definitely talking about a ksuba. Why is it definitely talking about a ksuba? Because talking about a nisser, could it be even after the times of the Nisuin, right? Even after the times of the Nisuin, Lamaisa. So it's very, very, very. It's a very strong kasha lamaisa, very strong kasha. Why does Tysus have to Gemara have to quote from the Mishnah Yud Beis? It should have said differently. And if it's talking about aksuba, it can't, if it's talking about Isra, the Mishnah wouldn't have to say mina erison. Even mina nesun, you have a tana b'sum. He doesn't find something as a dinah shavi nafshe, and it's kansa becheskas p'ula. There's a problem. And what's his raya from the end of the Gemara? Pinchas, what's the raya from Daf Yud Beis? Yeah, when you marry your Becheska's Basul, you don't find Basulim, she should be usher the second guy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she was, after she had Kiddush with the second guy, she was Mezanet. And that's exactly what the Gemara asks. How can you matter to marry her? Necho Shemek Farhayt Tachtav Zinsa. So you see, Lomais, it's Mukuch from that Gemara that if the topic was Isser, it could be talking about Nesuin. So obviously that Mishnah is talking about what? What's that Mishnah talking about? Ksuba. And the Mishnah says explicitly that he wins. So why do you have to quote the Mishnah on Yudbeizim and Beis? So I didn't see any terutzim to this kasha. Anyone see any terutzim to this kasha? Tosfos leaves it as a kasha. Why do you have to what read it for the sefer? Bring it from the ration. Okay. Or we got to try to think this thing. We still got to answer kasha on the Ramban. Try to think to say if we come up with an answer for this Tosfos. Why, in fact, Lamaisa does it quote from the Mishnah on Yudbeis? Why didn't it come from the Mishnah on what? On Daf what? On Daf Yudim and Beis. Okay, fine. All right, let's now get to the bottom Tysus. And this brings us into the topic of Migu, which we just already introduced already. Okay? Because Taisa said the reason why he's not believing in Yehuda because she has a migu. She says she's Pesach Na'ul. She had a migu to say what? Bob Arison. We're introducing this concept of migu. Migu means you could have made a better claim. And Rabbi Chaim Wasserman in the Kovach Shurim has two approaches to migu. Either it's a mali l'shaker, which is the lashon of the Gemara, that it's birur. I could have made a better lie, so believe me on my first claim. I could have made a better claim, a second claim, so therefore my first claim is believed. Or we say something called koch hatainim. Koch hatainim means I streamlined the amanus I had in the second claim, and I streamlined it to the first claim and I'm believed. It's like exeris hakosov. It's not that it's in the koch habiru, that it must be I'm believed on the first claim because I had a better second claim. But rather it's a biru. The biru is that since, it's a koch hatainim. Since I believed on the second claim, I streamline, I take the amanus that I had in the second claim, the theoretical claim, and I say that I believed on the first claim that I actually made. That's called koach hatayne. That's exeris hakosav. That's much different than the concept of biru. And this din of migu appears in many places in Kol Torah Kulu. Many places in Shas. We just introduced it now with our taisis. That's takawai by Yehuda, he's not believed. Because she has a migu. Her first claim was what? That she was Pesach Na'ul. Their theoretical claim is that she had beer with the guy Bishas Erison. And she would have been believed. Okay? So therefore, let's see the Taisus where we left off. Go ahead. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar.
Because this whole sugi is talking about Bola Erison and Sulani. Vim Tomar, go ahead.
Vim Tomar, the hymn of the Dida of the Migo.
Oh. Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed. Rabbi Shua says she's not believed. Lo mi piano chayim. It's a great kashin. I don't understand, Lamaisa. Why do you assume the guy is what? And this is the Taisus kashin. And nemna l'dida b'migu. You should believe her with the migu. You should believe her with the migu. Because what are we saying?
Allah Halamaisa. You contradict her, though.
Well, we're saying we have no raya, though. What do we say? We have no raya to Pesach Pasuch, right? But Rav Yehuda Moshe said he's believed to say Pesach Pasuch. So what's Taisus Kasha? She should always be believed. All scenarios, she should always be believed.
It's not a good migu.
We'll get to it. Let's understand the Kasha. Taisus says it's a good migu. Why is it a good migu? Because she can claim what? What is the claim? She could assume Aristani and Anasti. And we know that Rabbi Gamliel says what? She says she believed. So that means in all cases, halacha l'maisa, we should what? In all cases, we should believe. Why halacha l'maisa do we believe him? Even though we have no raya, guys. We have no raya in the Maskanas of Gemara. Like you read in the first line. We have no raya from the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, what does Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel say? That he's believed with the Pesach Basuach, and he's believed with the Tainus of Damim. We have no raya from the Mishnah. Lamaisa, okay, we have no raya, but Lamaisa, Rav Yehuda Shmuel says he's believed. I don't understand why is he believed. Let her be believed. She has a migu. She could have said she was raped after Erison. She was a Bu'ula, but she was raped after Erison. And Rav Gamliel Taka says she's believed. So why do we assume that Pesach Pasuach is Nema? She always has a migu. That's the Kasha Taisa. She always has a migu. You got me? Why should we say he's always Nema? Go ahead, Pinchas. Yesh Lomar. Me'achar. What's the first terrors? What does a theoretical claim mean, Ellie? Doesn't just mean theoretical. It means there's got to be a distinct possibility she would actually make it. She never would make it. She's embarrassed that she was raped by someone. You follow me? So therefore, that's not a good migu. It has to be plausible. It's got to be theoretical, but plausible that she would make it. She never would make it. That's the first terrors. Go ahead, Vod. Poshup shot, like Daniel saying, it's birur. Because birur means she would have made another lie. She never would have made the other lie. Because she's embarrassed. Well said. Taisus work with birur. Yes, go ahead.
Didn't we have the Tosos before that spoke about how sometimes Beistin will make a claim for someone if they wouldn't do it themselves?
We said you do Taininin on a Tainin that's not Shchiach. Me'ar HaMachlik is a Balmor in the Ramban.
Yeah.
That's on Taininin, L'maisa. That's on Taininin. But this is not L'maisa even L'Shchiach. It just never would have been done. Yeah. Migu is a Birur. Tainin is something else. Tainin means where the person doesn't say anything. Here, the person is saying something. Taininin is where the Taina doesn't make a claim at all.
But the person, we're saying that she wouldn't have made this claim.
I understand, but they're two separate topics. Taininin means where the person doesn't make a claim at all. So we're being advocates on their behalf. Here, we're not being advocates. She made a claim.
But I feel like it would make sense to be an advocate for her. No, but we don't do that.
Migu is only what she, the Gavra, would actually do. Taininin is when it, Psach Pichalilim, there was nothing said. Where Bezin must speak. Here, this is a realm of tainus as litigants. So migu zilchos tainus.
So once she makes any claim, even if she wouldn't make another claim, once she makes a claim,
we can't give her a migu if she never would have made that claim. You can't bolster and say claim A is believed if she never would have made claim B. That's the chiddush. But Daniel's making a good point. He's working with koach abiru. Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. The ode.
The ode. In the Migo, the Mipsola Nafsha the Kehuna.
Another terence why this is bad. What's the other terence why it's bad, this Migu? She never would have made this claim because when she says she was raped, she's Pasala Kahuna. That's a bad thing.
Rape.
That's an objective reason why she never would have made it. So there's two reasons why she would. Why she never would make this Migu. So this Migu goes out the window. Okay? Go ahead. The Taisa Rush adds a third reason. Let's get it down in your notes. He says the following. Taisa Rush says a very, very interesting teretz. He says, it's not the Taisa Rush. The Rush in Simon Yechet says, the Feirish, Lamaisa. Okay, let's wait on the Taisa Rush. Go ahead. Vim Tomar. Avakosha. I have another Migu. Tulsa doesn't give up. We'll get to the question. Let's get to. I want to finish the Lashon Tyson side. Go ahead. Oh, so he says, I have a new Migu. Maybe you believe her would say Mukatsetsani. Even according to Rabbanan, you only get 100, and she wants to get 200. So you'd say maybe it's not a good Migu. Deinze, what?
Deinze, Migu, the inner rota lapsi kum.
Miksubasa, she doesn't want to lose a penny from her ksuba, so maybe that's why she wouldn't do it. Go ahead. Tachtecha, underline that tachtecha 50 times. Vinistapcha, your field is flooded. That's Lashon Gemara Beis Amanav. You're tough luck. If you say Mukatsini tachtecha, that's after Erisin. Maybe she'll get her 200. So this is a great Migu.
Okay.
It's a great Migu. Taisus doesn't give up. That's why I titled the Marmakos Migu. Go ahead. How many Migus have we seen today? Five already. Five. We had the Taisus say what? She says Pesach Nul. She had a Migu. She said what? She was Bala of Erison. She had a what? Right? The previous Taisus, what was the Migu? She said Pesach Nul. She had a Migu to say Bala of Erison. Right? That was one Migu. Now we have three others so far. She could add a migu that what? She was believed that she in her stani and nasty, right? Now we have another one. Mukasesani. The mukasesani tachtecha. Go ahead. We'll see. Let's get to it, Daniel. Lekach nire. Oh, Tosu says no. This migu is a bad migu because the migu David b'makom chazake. Go ahead. That's Shimon's fort. This chazak is so strong, the migu goes up in smoke. But I gave you the marmakovas as a sugyan baba basruk. Afagav.
The boy
he bear kama to baba basruk. Even though this is a shaylin baba basruk, he bayed the loifshuto. Iamrinan. Olo. So what do you mean to tell me I'm so positive that migu babakam chazak and migu shot down? It's a shaylin shas. Baba basruk hayim beis. Go ahead. Wow. The Chazak of Enam Torah Masudah is better than the Chazak Enam Toporeh B'tos Mano. The Chazak over there is no one pays back before the loan is up. 30-day loan, Stam Avah Shloshim Yom. That's a Chazak. This Chazak is much stronger. We got to say why. Can't just say Stam. Go ahead. This is a little tricky, the way to read the end of this. This is a new Terence now. The E what?
The E Lo Minan Migo Lahutzi.
What does he mean when he says the Elo? See, I would have wanted him to say like va'ov, but it's a second teretz. It's a little tricky, Lamaisa, how to read that, how to read the end of that. What does he mean when he says va'ilov? It means a new teretz. What's a new teretz? What Daniel wanted to say. There's a new cloud called migulahotzi. What's the cloud migulahotzi? You can never use a migul to be motzi mamon from someone. Then it's good, because the migul here, you're being motzi money from the husband. This is l'shita, so I want to suggest, get it down, that Tosus holds that the Baal is the muksik and the ksuba, right? The previous Tosus. You got to say like that, okay? The previous Tosus that we learned. The Baal is the muksik, she's a motzi. So after it's all said and done, let's get it, guys, okay? Tosus Lamaisa brings up, he's very upset that why, you know, this whole second block of the Gemara, why are we assuming that he wins? You're right, we slugged up the Raya from the Mishnah, but we didn't slug up the Sheet of the Amorim. They're belief. He's belief. What do you mean he's belief? She's got a migu. There's kind of an aspi. She claimed her Pesach is Na'ul. She could have said she was raped after Everson. Bad migu. Number one, she's embarrassed to say she was with another man. Number two, she'd be possible lacuna. Oh, okay. So he says, I don't give up. I'll give you another migu. What's the other migu? Mukaseitzani. Right? Mukaseitzani. What does he say? Can't hear you. Can't hear you. She's not going to lose the ksuba at all. She'll get 100. But what? Say mukaseitzani tachtecha. Or she doesn't lose a penny. So what does he answer? He says the what? It's against the chazaka. Enam terech basuda mafsida. And then what does he say? But in Shas, Migul Chazaka is a suffix. Here, this Chazaka is better. Then he gives another answer, Migul Hotzi Lo Amrin. This Tosus is loaded, guys. Then he says, Migul Hotzi Lo Amrin. So I want you to just get down. I said I wanted to finish the Tosus Rosh. The Tosus Rosh, I'm just saying the Lush and the Tosus, Lo Amrin, Migul Hotzi, Asisha, then the answer is good. I would have wanted to say, but please get down the Rosh. The Rosh in Simon Yerches points out another answer, okay? And then we have to see what this answer is really all about. The Rosh says in Simon Yerches that Mukatzeitz is not Shechiach. Okay? Mukatzeitz is not Shechiach. So he says that's why it's not a good migul. Now I want you to get down. I was thinking, please get this. Is that a good answer? You guys tell me. Why is that answer strange? Why is that answer strange? Avrom, why is this answer strange? Who said Mukatzeitz was low Shechiach? Who said that? Didn't we say it was a machlokes from Gamliel or Rabbi Shua? No. And what did Tosa say? No. The end of the Tosa di Lamesa, right? Tosa was Rabbi Shua was the one who says Lo Shriach, not Rabbi Gamliel. And we're talking within who? Rabbi Gamliel. It's a pella. This rush. This rush is a pella. Okay. So who asked this kasha? The Korban the son on the rush and Osamach. So he says the following. He says, Halach l'maisa, okay? Interesting answer. Okay? First of all, l'maisa, we know that Rabbi Gamliel has the migul of Mukatzeitz. Okay? We have the answer of Mukatzeitz. Rabbi Gamliel uses the migul. No, on Yud Beis and Yud Beis. He uses the migul. So first of all, we're asking, how can the Rosh say it's not Shechiach? That's number one, Kasha. We said Rav Gamliel hold it is Shechiach. And Rav Gamliel uses that migu. So the Korban Asana says, you know when Rav Gamliel uses that migu? When there's a bari v'shema. Here in our case, it's a bari v'bari. Okay. The Afloy answers that Nerestani Nenasti, since Onis is not Shechiach, so you can have a migu that's not Shechiach. They're on the same plane. If claim A is low Shechiach, claim B can also be low Shechiach. But here you can't say that Svara. Here you can't say that Svara Lamaisa. Again, the Afloh is saying that you can use a migu that's not Shechiach if claim A is not Shechiach. So on Yud Beis and Beis, both claims are not Shechiach. Mishir Astani and Anasti, and the migu is Mukaseitz. So if both are low Shechiach, then you can say what? And I want a Taina, that's Koach HaTaina. Koach HaTaina is a streamlining the Nemanis. So if they're the same low Shechiach, then you can streamline the Nemanis. But here, that's not going to help you. Because here, what was the first claim? Here are claims of Pesach Na'ul. That's not a lo Shechiach. So that answer is not going to help you. So it could very well be Lamaisa, Reb Shlomo Eger says, from a Taina Grua to a Taina Grua, we say Amigu. But Taina B'sulan, he's a Taina Toivi, he can't say Amigu Lo Shchiach. So Tysus didn't give that teretz. Because Tysus holds, according to Reb Gamliel, Mukas says a Shchiach. Mukas says a Shchiach, Lamaisa. So it's very possible to say, and the Rush says as well, that according to Rabbeinu Hananu, Mukas says is Pesach Sassoon. So if the Pesach is Sassoon, that also goes well. The Pesach is Sassoon. So it's a good what? It's a good Migu. So maybe you could say, so let's summarize this again. The Rush we offered gave another answer why this is not a good Migu. Because he said it was not Shchiach. We were bothered by, but Adaf Yabez, Reb Gamliel uses the Migu. He uses the Migu of Lo Shchiach. So over there he uses it because both Tainits are what Lo Shchiach. Mishir Estanin and Nazis Klemei. That's fine, but in this case, you got a problem. That's one answer. Number two, over there is Bari Vashema. Here it's Bari Vabari. Right? Over there it's Bari Vabari. So the truth of the matter is that Tosfos Lashitaso didn't, and I want you to get this down, there's a Machloikis, guys, you got to say it, I want you to get it down, between Tosfos and the Rosh, is Mukaseh Shchiach. The Rosh said, that even according to Gamliel, it's not Shchiach. Tosfos said according to Gamliel, it's Shchiach. So you have a Machlaikis. The Gemara never said black and white, that was according to Gamliel. Chabute Mechton, he said it was according to Gamliel. Tosfos earlier. The Rush doesn't agree with that. So there's a fundamental Machlaikis, is Muketzei Shchiach or not? According to Gamliel, the Tosfos says, it is Shchiach according to Gamliel. Therefore he doesn't give that answer. The Rush says, it's Lo Shchiach, even according to Gamliel. So the Rush is going to be Chol. How could the Rush say, the Rush answers, Lo Shchiach, over here, that's why it's not a good Migu. Why is it not a good Migu? Over there was a good Migu, because both claims are Lo Shchiach. Here, the first claim is Pesach Na'ul, which is Shchiach. So, Memeila, I want to tell you that this is the din, is Tolian Birur or Kochatayin. If it's Kochatayin, they got to be in the same genre. If it's Birur Lamaisa, you could also say, you know, it's uncommon they would make such a claim. But to say that they're both good, because Lo Shchiach, Mestoma, maybe if it's Koach HaTaineh, if they're the same genre. Because if you hold Birur, if it's uncommon, it's uncommon. Who cares whether the first one is also uncommon? Unless you say, oh, this person's making uncommon claims, so it's possible also you make an uncommon claim. Maybe. Maybe you could say that. Maybe it's not a Raya Brewer. So we got this so far? Oh. So we have many different Terutzim here, to Lamaisa, the din of Migu here. So this is what I want to begin with, and that is the following. Okay, we got to get to Halacha soon. I want to, because we'll, in the beginning of Shir tomorrow, before we go weiter, we got to finish up this Mahalach about Migu. So again, to summarize, we had one new answer according to the Rosh and Simnichas that the Migu of Mukaseh is not Shchiach. We're pointing out Tosla Shitosla doesn't give that answer because he claims that according to Gamliel it is Shchiach. The Rosh says no. The Gemara never said on Lamed Vav is according to Gamliel. Okay, number one Nikudah. Number two Nikudah is, but on your base, he actually uses that Migu. So how could the Rosh say such a thing? Over there, both claims are Lo Shchiach. Here, the first claim is Shchiach, so you can't do it. We want to say that if they're both the same claims, then Koach HaTaineh fits much better. And therefore you can make it. If it's Birur, it's a little harder to say, but maybe you could say it. It's not Mukhruch. Still, maybe you could say it. But here, one Shchiach is Lo Shchiach, that's not going to be legitimate Migum. You could say that according to both Shitas. Fits much better, Birur, than Lo Shchiach is not a good Migu, because the guy never made a claim. But maybe it's Lo Shchiach, can't streamline it, because it's like the. But it's more difficult. It's more difficult to say. The other teretz we had was what? Bari Vashema. The reason why we're there, why the Migu works, and we could say, because there it's Bari Vashema. Here there's both Bari Vabari. She's claiming Pesach Na'ul, he's claiming Pesach Pasuach. So that's the shot we have with this Rush. Okay. Now I want to just get to the following, okay? And that is, and then we got to get to Hilchos Purim, because there's a lot we have to. I just want to point out, what's the story with this suffix over there in Bava Basra on Hamid base? Migu b'makom chazaka. I want you to get down. In Shas, we hold chlor. Migu b'makom edim lo amrinim. Migu b'makom edim lo amrinim. Done. Many places. Migu b'makom chazaka is a suffix. Migu b'bakum chazaka is a yibayid b'lo ifshuto in the Gemara. That's why I'm just running Suffolk. The Suffolk in the Gemara, doesn't conclude. On Hamid Beis and Baba Basra. Okay? So it's interesting. It's a very interesting concept. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat Simon Kuf Ches Sifkot and Zion says that the whole suffix in the Gemara and Baba Basra is talking about Pesha Aser. Today's Daf Yomi. Pesha Aser Peshit Ksubis Chav Bezim and Alf. A woman says she's married. Second later says she's joking. She's a divorcee. We believe her. We didn't know she was married until she opened her mouth. Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter. When you talk about Migu, Migu many times is synonymous with Pesha Aser. In fact, the Shach says the suffix of Migu B'makam Chazak is talking about Pesha Aser B'makam Chazak. But Lamaisa, where you're forced into a claim, like Nensu, in order to be believed, like in our case, she said Pesach Na'ul, she has a Migu Tosas of Misharastani Nanasti. You're forced to say that. Then we don't say that it wins B'makam Chazak. So you see that the Tosas argues on that very strongly, okay? Because Tosas presents here, right, Pinchas, oh, what am I going to do? I have a migu here, no problem. Migu babakum chazaka. And he says, the chazaka of Shimon's chazaka, enam torkosu, is a heavyweight chazaka, super heavyweight, beats out the migu. All right, what about Baba Basra? The migu chazaka, enam torkosu, is better than the chazaka of enam porea, en adam porea betoks mano. No one pays up early. That's what Tosas says. According to the Shach, the Tur says the kasha doesn't start. Don't give me the sugin Baba Basra. The sugin Baba Basra is talking about a pesha usher. A pesha usher where you're not forced. She wasn't forced, a woman, to say, I'm married and then I'm divorced. Just be quiet. Don't say a word. Everyone's going to think she's single, right? Here the woman's forced to say something. The husband's yelling at her. He's saying, pesach pasuach. She's forced to say, she says, pesach na'ul. And what would her migu have been? Mishir Astani Nanasti. She's forced to say that migu. When you're forced to say something, forget about it. Chazak always wins. So the Shach holds klor that the tour would not be bothered by this. In fact, the Shach is very bothered by why would Tosas be cholik on the tour. But it's clear that our Tosas being cholik on the tour. Because a Peshas is much stronger, Daniel, than a migu. Wow. Because again, the woman comes in, she doesn't have to say she's married. She says she's married and then she's divorced. We believe her because she didn't have to say a word. She would have kept quiet. We thought she's single anyway. Just everything's on your terms. A peshasa, I'll be as far as what's stronger. A migu, not everything's on her terms. She's against the husband. She has two claims. She said pesach na'ul. She has a migu to save Mishastani and Anasti. That's the only thing that she could claim to save herself. She's boxed in a corner. She's boxed in a corner. That migu's weak. A chazaka should destroy that. So it shouldn't even come up. Tosas has it come up, and he stands on his head to say that this is a super heavyweight chazaka, which we're going to have to be masber as well. Why is it a super heavyweight chazaka? We'll do it in the beginning of Shir tomorrow, Blinetter. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
If she's forced to say it, I don't understand why the Migo would win, because
I don't mean she's forced to say it, but you're forced to say as a dayan, if I sit in the Din Torah, I have to think to myself, this is her theoretical Migo. This is what she would have to have said to win. You're boxed in because she's against the guy. Here, the woman, Meshasa, you don't have to say a word. You follow me? So everything's coming on your own terms, so therefore it's much more powerful. So, okay, that's the first point I wanted to hear make. Halacha Lamaisa, okay? That's the first term. Now, Lamaisa, let's just get to this point, then we got to get to Hilchos Purim. What does it mean that the Chazak here is better? Of Eidah and Tarepa Sunum Avsi, what does that mean it's better? What does that mean? It's better. So the Shittim and Kabetz quotes the Ra'ah, and he says, you're right. Not all Chazakas and Shas are equal. They're not. They're not all equal. Rashba says the same thing. Okay. They're not all equal. Fine. They're not all equal. You know what? I could give you a Svara that Eidan and Porech B'toch Zmano is better than Eidan and Porech B'sudu Mavsida. I could help Fakert. Says the Pnei Yoshua, the Gemara says on Yudam and Alf, we'll probably get to it tomorrow, we'll see. We don't rely on the Chazaka of Eidam Terech Bezunum Avsida, Midi Araisa. However, are you allowed to collect money from Yisomim? Are you allowed to collect money from Yisomim? Yes, because Eidam Poreat Batoch Mano. Let's say a father dies. Father owed $100,000 to a Baal Chov. Can we assume, oh, maybe the father paid it off before he died? No way. No one pays the debt before 30 days. You can collect from the Yisomim. So which chazaka do you see is better? The chazaka of Ein Anam Poreya B'toch Suda. The chazaka of Ein Anam Poreya B'toch Zmano is better than the chazaka of Ein Anam Poreya B'toch Suda Mafsida. That's what he asks. He He says, how can Tosfos write such a thing? He leaves it to the Tzarich Iyun. Please get it down to Pnei Yeshua. How can Tosfos say such a thing? He leaves it to the Tzarich Iyun. Okay? Yes, the Pnei Yeshua says on Yudam and Aleph Pinchas, the Gemara says we don't rely on Chazaka and Enam Torah Pasud Masina Bidiraisa. We're going to see why. Only because Ksub is the Rabbanan are Yenaman. But if Ksub would be Minat Torah, that Chazaka goes up in smoke. What do you mean? With the Chazaka Ein Anam Porea V'toch Zmano, you can collect from your Yesolman. That's Minat Torah. So you see the Chazaka is even stronger. That Chazaka of Ein Anam Porea V'toch Zmano is better than Chazaka Ein Anam Torah Pasud Masina. We got to come up with an acronym for this. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's what he says. Moreover, Rebbe Chonon in Baba Basra, Rebbe Chonon in Baba Basra asks, he says, I don't like that Chazaka, Enanam Perea, Betoch Zmano. Why don't you say Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif? What's Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif? How can you have a Chazaka Enanam Perea, Betoch Zmano? What's the Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif? Hare Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif. What's the Rove? What's the Rove? Ruba V'Chazaka, how can there be a Chazaka Enanam Perea, Betoch Zmano, Moel Lahotzi Mammon? We're saying it can be motzi mammon. What's the din? The din is that what? There's a rove. What's the rove? The rove is that what? He has a rove. He has a rove in his pocket. Ein adam parei betoch zman. What'd you say? How can it be motzi mammon? Rabbi Chanan says in Baba Basra from the Yesomim. Rubi v'chazaka rubav. Most people lemaisa. The rove is against. Ainam Parev Dosman if it can be motzi from Mammon. But there's a rove. The rove is the maisa that he has a cheskas Mammon in his pocket, the Yisomen.
That's a chazaka.
Yeah, it's a chazaka, but he calls it like a rove. It's stronger. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes that chazaka is takadifim irov. That chazaka is takadifim irov. Chazaka Ainam Parev Dosman is stronger than that rove. That's Tosis by us. Yeah, Enan Perea. That's the Sugim Baba Basra and Hamid Beis. Migu B'makom Chazaka. That's the Chazaka there. So Migu B'makom Chazaka is Lo Amrinini, Tosis says. The Migu loses out the Chazaka and Enterek Masuda Mafsida. What do you mean? See, that's Sufik and Shas. He says this Chazaka is stronger than that one. So we're saying, number one, Fakir, Pnei Yeshua says, the Chazaka Baba Basra is stronger than this Chazaka. Number two, Rebbe Chanan doesn't even understand that Chazaka there at all, how it works. Rubi v'Chazaka Rubadif. So they give an answer that the Chazaka is stronger than a Rov, or there's a Cheskes Chiyuv. Or there's a Cheskes Chiyuv. So there's no Raya that Enan Porea talks about as Adif al Chazaka, Enan Terech Pesudu Mafsidu. Halach alamai. So there's no Raya from there. So you can't bring a Raya. That's what Rebbe Chanan wants to say to the what? To the Pnei Yeshua. Again, what does the Pnei Yeshua say? Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand. The Chazaka of Mabasa is better than the Chazaka where? The Chazaka of Mabasa is better than what? Better than the Chazaka here. Because the Chazaka here is not the Yeraisa, over there it's the Yeraisa. The problem with that is that we could maybe say, Rebbe Chanan says that Chazaka there is a little shvir because of Motsimam, but isn't there a rove against it? So the rove is, everyone's asking, what's the rove? The rove is that what? Maybe most people don't pay. Maybe the rove is that he has a Chazaka, Lamaisa. Maybe the rove is that he has a chazaka. He has a chazaka. We'll look up what the rove. The rove is that it's like you're saying, Daniel Tzimla, it's a rubi v'chazaka rubi adif. So what's the pshat? He says that chazaka is better than the rove. Or Rabbi Chanan says there's a cheskes chiyuv. Cheskes chiyuv is your money. En yodea praticha. But Lamaisa, once you say that those are unique, there's no raya that enan pereh betoch suda is better, enan pereh betoch zman is better than Einam Terech Besuda. There's no riot. Because there's something backing up Einam Perea Petok Smano. What's backing it up? What's backing up that there's a Cheskes Chiyuv, that you owe money. So don't give me that Svara, Lamaisa. So we're going to go back to what Tosfos said. Again, our Tosfos said Einam Terech Petok Suda Mafsida is better than Einam Perea Petok Smano. Done. We challenged that with the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua said no Fakir. So Rabbi Chanan says no, don't give me it's Fakir. Because that Chazaka Mabasa has something backing it up. Either the what? There's a Cheskes Chiyuv that's backing it up, or we say that Chazaka is so special it's even other than regular Rove. What that Rove is, we got to check what that Rove is. But it's unique and special. So we're back to what Tosa said. Why is it that Chazaka Enam Terech B'toch Sudu Mafsida is stronger than Chazaka Enam Terech B'toch Zmano? Why is it Taka stronger? Okay? Why is it Taka stronger? Halacha L'maisa. That's the suffix. That's the suffix L'maisa in the Gemara Baba Basra. So what we have to see is, we have to see the end of this Taisus. I want to see exactly why is this Chazaka better. And that'll get us into the Sugya of Migul B'Hotzi. And then we got to go fight. So let's finish up what we start off on Sunday about Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, we called it a Tainus of Simcha. Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha. Tainus shel Simcha. Has nothing to do with Avelis, therefore we can, nothing to do with the Korban Beis HaMikdash, therefore we can fast it the day before Purim. And we had a bunch of nafkaminas. Number one, we're makdim it. We never mocked him a fast day of calamity. We push it off to Sunday, like Tisha B'Av. We could be mocked him it. That goes Mordechai said, Som Esther Lav per Anusahu. Number two, we said, Chinuch, according to Rav Shachter Shlit, I'm not sure if we mentioned it. There's no Chinuch for the middle four fasts. Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gadaya, Asar B'Tavis, and Shivasa B'Tamis. That's about Avelis. Ain't Chinuch La'Avelis. The Beis Hillel says in Yordaya, because Nehugi Avelis and Yoni Tshuva. Chinuch. To educate children to fast. By the middle four fasts, there's no chinuch la'avelus. So they don't have to fast till they're a gadol. But Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says there's chinuch. And on Tainus Esther of Sheker 1, it says there's a din chinuch. Because of the Tainus of Simcha. We said also the Baal Nefesh, who's normally machmer, not to have tash shemitah, had a fast day, regular of the four, or to, not to take a shower. A Baal Nefesh could be mekel here and maybe take a shower. On Tainus Esther, because the Tainus of Simcha, we could be Mechadish, it's a Chiddush. Maybe also Basser. The Ramah says in Hilchos Nida, we didn't mention, that if a man is Bol Anida, God forbid, he has to fast 40 days. And the Lel Tainus, he can't eat Basser or drink wine. Why not? Which Lel Tainus? The night before the fast? That's one side. The Pesachei Tshuva quoted by, Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Torah Shlomim. Leil Tainus means the night before the Tainus. It's not appropriate you eat Basar V'Yayin and the night before you eat Basar V'Yayin you're fasting. But why would the Svar be the night afterwards? Because a Tainus has properties of a Korban. You know, at Mincha of a Tainus you're supposed to say the mute of the Chelbi V'Dami. The weight that I lost on Tainus should be as if I offered myself on this bath. What's the din in Kachim? And Chulin Pei Gimel Mar Aleph? But Lila follows the Yom. It's inappropriate to break the fast with fleshes. Some have that chumrah. Not just by the din of the tshuva for the tainus of bo and needed. They have it by all fasts. Mishabru only has it by Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat basar to chatzos on the 10th of Av. But by all the other tanais, Mishabru allows it. But some poskim are machmer. Even if you have that chumrah, you maybe could have basar the Leil Purim and break your fast. Because it's a tainus of simcha. Alach l'maisa. And therefore, it could also be very well. The Ramah says that someone who has an ayek, kovainayin, we find a kuli doesn't have to fast. He has to pay it back to fast another day. We don't find that kuli anywhere else. That kovainayin doesn't have to fast. Only Tainus Esther, because the Tainus of Simcha. Also, it could very well be that when the Mashiach comes, Yemei Purim will not be bottled. You may Purim Rav Zhulti interpreted means Tainus Esther will fast as well. Tainus, I thought Tainus for the Korban, not Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther has nothing to do with the Korban. And that's why it's not a breach of Megillah's Tainus. It's not a breach of Megillah's Tainus. Why not? Because either we say that Purim stuck, but the day before fasting did not stick like the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch we mentioned. Or because the Isser to fast the day before is only a Tainus of Avelis. This is a Tainus of Simcha. If it's a Tainus of Simcha, it's quite appropriate. It's integrated into the day. So you see, fundamentally, Tainus Esther is much different. Now, where's the Makor of Tainus Esther in Shas? Where is it? It's not the Farish in the Shas. According to the Rosh and the Taisa, Megillah, Bezim, and Aleph, why is Yud Gimel a legitimate day to read the Megillah? It says, Yom Zman Lakila Lakolvi. It was a day of gathering. So the Rosh on that Gemara quotes Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of Megillah, Bezim and Aleph, says, Mikan, they gathered together to fast. It's a remez that they gathered when Esther said to fast. And the Shulchan Aruch fact has a minute. There are those that fast 3 days. Lezeker, Lezeker what Esther did. That's the Monday, Thursday, and Monday, even after Purim. People fast that. But the truth is, that's the makor why you gimel zman kehila lakoli. And that's the makor to Rosh Kotz Rabbeinu Mikan Sar Latinus Esther. And then he points out that we also fasted when we fought Amalek. So you see clearly, Lemaisa, that this is a legitimate fast. It's an Iker fast, but its properties are different than the rest of the Tanesim and Halachim. It's a Tainus of Simcha. And therefore, all these nafkaminas flow from it, halacha l'maisa. Number one, you could push earlier. Number two, there's a din chinuch of shekhtar shlita at the schiddush. By Yom Kippur, the most severe faster schinuch. And by Tanis Esther, the most mako faster schinuch. But the middle four, the revolver on the korban, that there's no chinuch. Because avelis is nihugi tshuva. Nihugi avelis is inyan of tshuva. Katan doesn't have to do tshuva. That's why Katan doesn't sit shiva. He goes to school. If he wants to stay at home, he can stay at home. We're not obligated to stay at home. That's why a Baal Nefesh, this machmer not to take a shower by those middle four, could maybe take a shower. That's why Basar, you could eat Basar Leil Purim and break the fast. Maybe the night before you could even have fleishiks. Because its property is different. You don't have that chumrah of the Raman Hukos Nida if you expand that Raman Hukos Nida all fasts. Some don't expand it. But if you're going to expand that Raman Ochos Nida to all fasts, maybe you don't have to have that Chumrah by here, by the din of what? By the din of Purim. Also, Halacha L'maaseh by Koav Einayim, the special Kula, you just have to fast another day, you don't find it anywhere else. You made Purim, the Bizman HaMashiach, the result of his Medakin Ramah will fast, and Megillah's Tainis, there's not a breach of that, to fast the day before. Either Gemara said it's Usher. Either that din, Purim lasted, but the din to fast the day before was Mavapal, like the Torah says, and the Shulchan. Or you say the Isra fast the day before is the Tain of Avelis. The Rav Sip shot in the Sifra Eshkol, it's only Isra of Avelis, a Tainus of Avelis. It's not a Tainus of Avelis. That's the Chiddush I want to bring out here by Tainus Esther. And don't be bothered by the fact we say Slichas. Slichas is not a steer, we say Slichas in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. Yom Kippur is Mavapal Avelis. Someone loses a loved one before Yom Kippur and the Avaya comes. The Miri's Mazda, the Mishnah Moy Kog, Yom Kippur's a Vatal Shiva. Yom Kippur's a Mitzvah Simcha. We don't eat and drink. Then the Tziv says, you have a Tzudim Afsekis. That's where it manifested in a Simcha. But it's a Vatal Shiva. So therefore, the same halacha, when it comes out to this din too as well, halacha l'maisa. You see, when it comes out to this din as well, l'maisa, that the made Purim l'maisa, that's what the Rav wanted to say. It has nothing to do with Avelis. Of the korban, it's different. Alpi alaka, this getter a din of Tainus Esther, and that is why Lamaisa, it's not a breach of this din. Okay, let's just close with this. To what degree do you take this by Purim? What happens if there is taka alaka lamaisa? What is the din taka alaka lamaisa by Avelis? There are three sheetas on Purim. What's the din? One sheet is mamish like a yomtiv, then it's mavapal the shiva. The other sheet is you do a full-blown shiva, both private and public. And the third sheet, which is the minhag that we hold like, basically, the machlekes is the machaber amah, is that it's like Shabbos. It counts, and you do dvarim shebitzina. Meaning a person doesn't sit on the floor, people come and the person's mekabel tanchumen. The person's mekabel tanchumen. You sit at the table, you don't sit on the floor. It counts like Shabbos, but it's Velas Shabbat, Tvarvar Shabbat, Sina Arnoik. So we view it like Shabbos, Alpi Din. Because the mice, it's not really a full-blown Yantif for the Nisra Malacha, but on the other hand, it's not considered to be nothing. And this is what the whole Svar we developed there from the Rav, that it's the Tainus of Simcha. So that's why Halacha L'maisa, it's downplayed. And that is why, this is Maz, we'll close with this, okay, and we'll finish up tomorrow, and then in the beginning of the shiur with Migo, I'll give you the Mar Makaymas, and then we'll go weiter. That is why we possibly shouldn't get married on Purim, because the truth of the matter is that it is somewhat of a mixus yontif, of course it is. There's no Isra Malacha with it, But it is a mixed yontif that we would say ain halacha lamaisa, wouldn't be appropriate to get married on what ain marvin simcha b'simcha pashtis, and therefore you wouldn't want to get married on Purim because of this din, because there is it is minimized avelis that shows that it's a day of simcha. Now, is there an isser malach on Purim or not? Of course, you can turn a light on, but can you go to work? So the Gemara says halacha lamaisa. And Ham and Bays and Megillah, you can go to work, no doubt. However, there was a minute, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, not to go to work, if you can get out of going to work. Did that minute exist Lel Purim? Not to go to work. So the Bir Halacha quotes a machloikis between the Prima Godim, and I forgot the other achronim, whether there's an isser of the minig and not to do malacha at night of Purim. So the Rav, I remember Shechter told us from the Rav that the Rav wrote a thank you note to someone. I guess he had given him shalach manas on Lel Purim. And he said, he wrote in the note, I hold like the Shita who holds that it's mutter to do malacha on Lel Purim. So I remember I asked Rav Shechter after Shir, I said, Rebbe, the Isser Malacha we're talking about is not talking about Lamites Malachas. It's talking about schwitzing, you know, going to work like a Cholomoy. It's not talking about Lamites Malachas. I said, why the Rav treat like? He said, you're right. Unless I was thinking that we treat sometimes writing like an umnus. You know, writing in calligraphy is a, you know, we take writing, you know, for granted. But it was a privilege. So maybe writing the Rav El was like going to work. But he wrote, the reason why I'm writing this is because I hold that the meaning not to work on Purim is only in the daytime. I hold like the one sheet in the Bir Halacha. I forgot. It's a Prima Godim against two. I forgot. We'll look it up. We need it for tomorrow. Against another sheet that I hold that it's mutter at night. So you have this concept that it ushers in this concept. That's why it's good. You got to wear Big Day Yontif. Big Day Shabbos at Purim. Mr. Brewer quotes. You know, even if you don't want to take a shower before to get ready for Megillah reading, because you hold to that chumra, maybe you don't want to hold like our shtickle player. You don't want to, okay, but you should wear a suit, you should wear a tie. It's Mr. Baruch says, it's a special Shabbos, Big Day Shabbos, he writes. Big Day Yom Tov, the Din of Purim. If you want to wear costumes later, that's fine, but the Megillah reading, the davening, you should wear Big Day Shabbos. Yes, Avraham?
I was
going
to say, is it inappropriate to wear costumes?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's inappropriate. I mean, it should be the worst thing if you do it in your life that you do. But I think it's probably better to do it later at the Chagiga, you know? I think it's better. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, Yaakov?
Is there a difference between at night and during the day in terms of the
Shabbat? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So you want to wear the costume, okay? But when you're not wearing the costume, you know, we'll get to all this dinner. We got to do more. We got a lot to do. So maybe tomorrow, we'll see if we have time. I want to do more dinner. We got to make up, so maybe a little bit tomorrow. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. When you're not wearing a costume, you should wear a suit. Okay.
Thank you.
Good day. Have a good day. Good to see you.